Throughout this training, we've mentioned the need to complete two key exercises. These are necessary steps to ensure that configurations are correct for your local situation. The first exercise is to verify that the raw data.xml and process data.xml files are correctly configured. While some better defaults are added in build 14.2.4, it is not practical for the developers to anticipate every possible local configuration, so there is a need to make site versions of these files. This also means that if you are prior to build 14.2.4, when you complete these exercises, you will need to back out some of your changes to allow the defaults to take over when you get build 14.2.4. This also means you have a responsibility to keep up with future data changes, particularly additions, so that the archiver will work correctly with them. Depending on how the new data are processed, no new configuration may be needed, or new data sets or categories should be added. The second exercise involves LDM's pqact.conf file. You may wonder, what does LDM have to do with the archiver? Well, pqact.conf determines the structure of raw data in DataStore. Because we need to archive raw data, we also need to ensure that pqact.conf, especially any local additions to it, saves raw data in the appropriate format to be interpreted by rawdata.xml and seen by the archiver. In surveying all the early AWIPS2 installations, issues were found in nearly every local edition section of pqact.conf. These issues ranged from the local part of pqact.conf saving data that were also being saved by the baseline part, to data not being organized in date hour subdirectories that the archiver and West2Bridge would recognize. Both of these exercises at first glance appear to be long, totaling over 80 pages in length. Keep in mind that the length comes from the extensive number of examples included. But not every example is expected to be needed at every WFO. The length also comes from having to apply regular expressions. It is anticipated that those who need to configure the archiver have a wide range of proficiency of using regular expressions, from absolute novice to mastery. Consequently, the examples in the exercises contain significant amounts of detail, especially to assist the novices. There is also a relatively comprehensive reference document on various data types that are used throughout AWIPS2, including relationships between raw data and process data. It answers many questions like the ones posed here. Finally, it's pointed out in the exercises that the Norman WFO follows a best practice of organizing much of their local data and uses a notification script for Cupid to tell edX how to ingest and process this data. Following this process greatly simplifies many of the configurations in rawdata.xml that are otherwise needed.